right. You know, Bill, we are artists our own right.
Yes.
And we are intrigued by what we saw, an article on these little tiny pieces of art. Little tiny.
2x2-inch canvases with incredible art on them. Jonathan Larson is the man responsible for them, and he joins us right now in the studio. Boy, are you good.
Thank you. Thanks
you
for having
really
me.
You really are. These paintings, the detail on these, and like I said, they're 2 inches... am I saying this right? In diameter, they're 2 inches high. They're two inches
square. Yeah,
square. I can't imagine the amount of detail. How do you do it?
Tiny brushes.
Is that what it is?
I love that answer. He's not being funny.
Yeah, no, that's reality. But yeah, just boiling it down to a smaller canvas size and then having the steadiest hand you can.
Yeah,
it's like painting any other painting, really.
But doesn't it make it harder? Why don't you go big ass honking canvas and paint stuff? Do you do that too?
I've worked on bigger canvases. They take longer to do. So I'm a photorealist painter by nature. That's always how I've painted. So working on a 2x3-foot canvas would take me 50 hours, whereas on a smaller size, I can get it done in a night or two.
Is your artwork mostly displayed in dollhouses?
It would be a fitting venue.
It would be
if there are any dollhouse galleries that are around here.
All right, you can go to Jonathan's Etsy store, Cubiclism. I'm going to make it my favorite shop because I'm on Etsy.
Thank you.
And I just saw what looks very much like our house. It isn't, but now people can commission you to maybe do their house?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the idea is that like you can take these paintings and bring them anywhere, so it seems like they'll have more sentimental value if people have chosen the image that they're painted. If anyone has anything in mind that they want painted,
that's excellent.
Do commission work. Yeah.
That's very, very good. And the frame, this is interesting, you create the frame by use of a 3D printer, right? Is that how you're doing the frames?
Yeah, I have a hobbyist 3D printer, and you can't buy the frames small enough to frame these 2x2 canvases, so I kind of had to make my own.
You learned that the hard way? You tried to find the frames and nobody had them?
Yeah, it doesn't turn up much if you Google 2x2 frames, so...
Did you explain the name Cubiclism? I'm having difficulty saying it, but Bill says it well. It's because a lot of people work in cubicles these days, correct?
Yeah, it's the idea of that you can frame this art anywhere. It doesn't have to be just above your mantelpiece or anything. It could be on your desk next to you. And then it was a pun on the art movement, cubism.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't resist the pun.
Puns are fun. They really are.
Yeah. But that was the general idea, is that this is art you can take anywhere or put anywhere. So
now, for a lot of people, when they decide that that's going to be their livelihood is art, you get mixed reaction from loved ones. What was everybody in your family and your friends' thoughts when you decided not just art, but really, really, really small art? How do they react to this?
They've seen me grow as an artist and start on the larger canvases and work my way down.
Yeah.
But art sort of runs in the family. So I've got, my dad was an art major, my aunt's a portrait artist.
Oh, wow.
The art side of things, they didn't really question. The scale was a bit surprising, I think.
But did you sell them on the amount of money you're saving on canvas and on paint?
Exactly. It's very effective from a material cost standpoint.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
All right. I'm just amazed at all the bean is blowing me away, I got to tell you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the one that really, really caught fire, I guess, and got some attention.
Because it looks like a photograph. I know that's when a little painting is done well, but it looks like a photograph. It's 2x2. If you go to Jonathan Larson's Etsy shop, cubiclism.com or Cubiclism on Etsy, it shows your paintings next to a quarter, which will show you
some that they're really necessary.
Right. But the bean, that thing is shining like the Dickens. It is. There's a guy in a boat. I can't believe how realistic and the shading on these tiny things. I'm serious. This blows me away.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll take pictures of them and put it at Bill F. and Wendy Snyder because I know we're on the radio.
Sure. You got to see it to believe it. One of the ones you brought in today is kind of a road, and there's a lot of trees and shrubs and bushes, and it reminds me, I know artists don't like to be compared to other artists, but your use of light is similar to Thomas Kincaid.
Wow, thank you.
You know, but you see it too,
Bill's
right?
Whipping
you know what I mean?
Out the, you know.
The art references?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know him and I know Whistler. So it's like it's like Kincaid and Whistler, don't you think?
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. But just the way you because he was the painter of light, you have that same kind of quality with yours where light and dark are just so intermingled.
Yeah, and that's the goal. I think that's the subject matter that really catches my eye the most is the stuff where light plays a strong role.
Did you ever see The Dogs Playing Poker?
I have.
I like, that's my favorite painting of all time.
Wonder how that would boil down on a miniature canvas.
Very small dogs playing poker.
Very small cards.
Right.
That detail work would be pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What about, like, if somebody wanted to commission you to do, like, a little tiny black velvet Elvis? An Elvis Presley. Would you think about that?
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I
can't promise it would work out, but I'd give it a shot.
Did you ever see the guy? There's some guy overseas, and I can't remember what country he's in, but he paints stuff that's like on the head of a pin. You've seen that guy,
right? I'm not
right?
the smallest painter out there by any means. I don't know how they do that.
So even you, a guy who can do this and do this well, even you're amazed at what that guy can do.
That's a whole different level. I have no idea how you go about doing that.
How do you even look at that? Do you have to put it under a microscope or a magnifying glass?
You know how, like,
jewelers?
Yeah, they have that thing that they stick in their eye. It looks like a monocle, but it's not.
Right.
You need one of those. And even then, you got to squint and go, I think that's nice.
Do you have to pay extra for the monocle?
Yeah, it's an extra $9.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's not worth
that's
it.
That's not fun.
That seems crazy. This is perfect. And, you know, maybe for a nursery, sometimes you don't have, like, I have a great niece who just turned one. Mm-hmm. Maybe you would want to get something for a nursery room just for the little desk or little table in there.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. I can't get over. We had talked to you off the air about Bob Ross, this artist mm-hmm. that Bill and I used to watch when we were growing up.
On PBS.
Because there was nothing on. We didn't right. have any channels to watch besides eight of them.
Right.
So we watched him when he was out and about, and now on Netflix, they're streaming this Bob Ross. Have you watched him do this stuff?
I've watched a few. It just came on Netflix, so I haven't gotten to it yet. But
You'll love it.
From what I've heard, it sounds like he works on much larger canvases.
Yeah, yeah. But. Have you done showings, Jonathan? Have there been art galleries that have had your work displayed yet?
In his cubicle.
Yet.
He has
yeah?
had a showing.
Is that where it is?
No, not yet. It'd be interesting. I wonder, I'd have to figure out how to display these in a gallery setting.
Right.
But that'd be awesome if it ever worked out.
I think that'd be great for you. What is something like this? I don't know if every price is the same, but is there an average cost for your work if somebody wants to buy it?
Yeah, at the moment I'm charging like $120 for a commission piece.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's hopefully reasonable for
yeah.
a custom piece of art.
Will you take a very small check?
Yeah, the smaller the better.
You're killing yourself, aren't you?
Sometimes you see somebody will win a contest and they'll get a huge check. I make very small checks.
Perfect.
So I'll pay you with that.
Too bad Ed McMahon's not still around
to give
him the small check. That would be
that
beautiful.
That would be great.
It's a great idea. It's an unusual idea because, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people have these giant rooms in their house, great rooms, and they want like a giant print on the wall.
Yeah.
But this is, you can put, you know what you should do? People should send their pictures of their pets,
yeah.
and then you can hang it right over your dog's water bowl or your cat's water bowl.
That's not
Wouldn't
a bad
that be
idea.
Cute?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I've just given you an idea.
That's perfect.
So if someone, how do they do it? Do they send you a picture? Do they contact you on your Etsy store, Cubiclism?
Yeah. My email on my website or through my Etsy store works. And then, yeah, just a photo and then we'll talk details and how they want it to look and go from there.
And Jonathan, we want to make sure we're all spelling this correctly. Cubiclism is Cubiclism, cubiclism.com.
Correct.
All right.
How long does it take you to do? I know it varies. Did you ask him this already? I'm sorry.
I did, but it's...
I didn't hear the answer.
It takes right. about like 5 to 6 hours on average. It varies from painting to painting. But,
yeah. And is the process the same as if you were doing a regular size painting? Are you doing one color at a time? Are you doing one area at a time? Yep. How do you do it?
It works just the same. You lay down color and value, and it's like boiling down a larger painting onto a smaller canvas.
It just
takes a smaller brush and a steadier hand.
Oh,
so.
I bet. Enjoy cool. this now before your eyesight fades
yeah,
when you're
exactly.
older.
I don't think I'll be able to do
this
for too
long.
Oh, just wait. As soon as you hit, what is it, about 40, you have
yeah.
to start wearing the reading glasses?
Yeah.
Maybe 45?
I may need them sooner. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Jonathan Larson, interaction designer by day, miniature painter by night, and they're tiny little 2x2 paintings with cute little frames made by your 3D printer. So what material is that on the frames?
It's a plastic filament. Called PLA plastic.
It looks
3D
like wood,
film.
Though. It seems like wood.
Yeah, it's got a little grain to it because the way that the 3D printer works, it lays down like a strip and then just lays that on top. So
it works. I mean, it all gels perfectly.
Yeah,
together.
It worked out well.
Great.
So
I swear to God, it's like we're grandma and grandpa who are sitting here going, "Can you believe they make
right.
frames
These
out of
kids
printers
today with These their little days. Paintings?" Oh.
Well, such a pleasure to meet you. We'll put your collection. We'll take some pictures and put them up on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. But good luck. And if you need to contact Jonathan Larson, you can Google. Google him. You can go to cubiclism.com. You can also go to his Etsy store, which is Cubiclism. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take a quick break and then a lot more show, Bill and Wendy WGN.